Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Martha from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
I don't understand. In what kind of state?
Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
Yes.
Support, yes. School choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, will you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
I choose that, yes.
You support it?
Yes, school choice.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Support.
Support. Thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Will you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
No, I oppose that.
Oppose. Thank you. Will you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
No, not all students. Not if their parents can afford it.
So you're less likely to vote for someone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profit over people or not?
Yes.
Yes. Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
They should share it.
Should? Okay. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe the process needs to be changed?
No, that's good.
Okay. Process works then, right?
Right.
Thank you. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you believe the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Should be.
Should be. Thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Marketing by personal injury lawyers commonly occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or have no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I have no opinion.
No, okay. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for the injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
They're not getting it for their clients.
Okay. What impact do you feel advertisement by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get lawyer payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have a little or no effect on premiums, reduce premiums?
Increase.
Thank you. Do you feel health care providers should or should not be required to keep a person's health care decisions confidential?
They should be confidential.
Should. Thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Very strongly against it.
So you said that they should not, right?
No.
Okay, great. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself Democrat, Republic, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, or 50 to 64?
I'm 83.
Okay, wow. You don't sound like that, really.
Thank you.
Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White. Caucasian? Okay, thank
yeah.
you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Oh, God, I hate this new walk. Female.
Sorry, I had to read verbatim, and thank you so much for your time, and have a great evening. We're already done with the survey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.